Sorrell v. Village of Lisle. Mr. Collins?
Good morning. Your Honors, we say that summary judgment was granted in this case by the trial court. After the trial court impermissibly, and we say this with respect, of course, impermissibly, relaxed the summary judgment burden of the defendant Lisle. The trial court concluded that Lisle had rationally believed that there was no interest in the 400 family Oak View class in having Lisle extend its water mains into the class so those families could go on that water system. The court said that was a rational decision. But in doing so, in reaching that decision, it drew an inference, and simply it was this. The court looked at the fact that 19 families in the class area had been asked essentially, do you want to be on Lisle's water system? 18 had said no. But the evidence before the court was that those 19 families did not know they had a reason to want to be on Lisle's system. They did not know that they had a water pressure problem. The court looked at that same evidence in granting our granting our class certification motion and said, on that evidence, the court cannot make the inference that these citizens were disinterested, were not interested in being on water system. The court said it cannot make that inference, and yet it made that same inference, and on that inference, I'm sorry. Shall I go forward? Okay, thank you. On that inference, the whole case turned. The court's decision turned. We say because this was summary judgment, and we were the respondents, Lisle was the movement, Lisle respectfully was not entitled to an inference on any matter. The real question is, could a properly instructed, reasonable jury have concluded that the responses of 19 ill-informed citizens, the responses of those 19 ill-informed citizens, could not reasonably be extrapolated to stand as representative of what 400 citizens might conclude? Could a reasonable jury have concluded it was not rational for Lisle to take the responses of 19 uninformed citizens and say that they stood for 400? We say, of course, a reasonably instructed jury could have believed that. And we believe on this summary, in this summary judgment posture that this case was in, that respectfully should have been the conclusion, and yet the inference went the other way. And we believe for that reason that the summary judgment decision should be reversed.
Well, of course, this is de novo review, and the burden is on you to negative any conceivable rational basis for the city's actions in this case. So perhaps you ought to address that rather than focusing on the district court's rationale, which doesn't bind us on de novo review.
Understood, Judge, and thank you. But we do have to deal, because it is Lisle's motion, Lisle does have the burden to show that there are no genuine issues of material fact. That's Lisle's burden that it assumed when it filed its summary judgment motion. Now, it has offered. So necessarily what we have to deal with here are the reasons that Lisle offered.
I think you should start at the beginning, and that is the issue of whether you're similarly situated to the other subdivisions that had the municipal water system extended to them.
Thank you, Your Honor. As we say in our papers, we are similarly situated to the other 5,800 families in Lisle. Similarly situated
wrong
for this reason.
Wrong control group.
I'm sorry?
That's the wrong control group. You should focus on the three subdivisions that were at least arguably similarly situated. And I can't remember the names of them, but my recollection is that there were three that hooked up to the city water system prior to the issue arising with your subdivision.
Each one of those three, Your Honor, Front and Reedy, Front Reedy Westview is one, Woodridge Estates is the other, Lisle Farms is the third. In each one of those cases, Lisle recognized that there was a need for those communities to have water. In fact, each of the three was unincorporated, not even Lisle residents like the folks in the Soapview cast. Lisle recognized that each one of them had a need for water. Lisle then extended to each one of the families in each of those three areas and asked them, do you want this water? And irrespective of what the answers were, Lyle decided up front to assume the financial burden of extending its mains and then waiting later to see if people hooked up. I'm
those
sorry.
Those three subdivisions were served by private wells. Is that right?
Yes, all three of them were. The third, and I think this is very important, Lyle Farms, Illinois American as a private water company, had dibs on those. And one of the reasons that Lyle decided it would go into Lyle Farms, notwithstanding the fact that 98% of the survey respondents said they didn't want Lyle water. Lyle went in there because it wanted to keep Illinois American out. And I think that's very important here because one of the rational bases that Lyle has offered is that its experience, its supposedly financially losing experience in Lyle Farms meant it was a reason why it didn't want to go into Oakview.
But the answer to my question is that all three of these comparison subdivisions were served by private individual wells, not a private subdivision-wide utility.
That's correct. And
and so that's a point of dissimilarity that may well defeat your claim.
Well, respectfully, Judge, I don't agree.
Why
in
not?
Because the private wells in each of those areas was a more profound competitor to Lyle than Illinois American was in Oakview. And why is that? Because the water was free in each of those areas. In Oakview, Illinois American was charging almost three times for water, the water was free in each of those areas. All right, so that was a more vigorous competitor. The issue is not so much whether or not it was a private water company. I think the real issue for Lyle, in fact, Lyle says it in its paper, the issue was there a competitor? A private well furnishing free water is, we would say, a more robust competitor than someone charging three times as much for water as Lyle did.
Well, private wells owned by the property owners, right?
That's true.
Right, so the city wouldn't be competing with a private utility in those subdivisions. The city is simply making municipal water available to the homeowners in that situation, which is different than setting up a competing public water utility to compete with a private water utility on a subdivision-wide basis.
Well, Judge,
it's a very different proposition.
Well, respectfully, Judge, I would say that it's not a material difference here because it is competition. As Lyle learned in the Lyle Farms experience, it is profound competition because some people chose that competitor, the free water furnished by their own private well.
It's my understanding also that the three other comparison subdivisions had issues pertaining to groundwater contamination, and there were some regulatory actions at the state level that motivated and in some cases impelled the city to act.
There are no regulatory actions, Judge, that I'm aware of. I mean, there is a law that if contamination is found in the area, the local municipality, the nearest one, in this case, Lyle, must extend its mains.
All right, so a regulatory duty. There wasn't a regulatory enforcement action brought against the city to do this, but they were acting pursuant to a regulatory duty to take over water supply in at least two of the three other subdivisions in light of groundwater contamination.
Yes, Judge, and I would say further, these citizens in those two of those three areas, those citizens were in danger, just as the citizens in Oakview were in danger. Their water system couldn't put out a fire, which I would submit, Judge, is a far more immediate danger than contamination in water that, if it's going to hurt you, is not going to hurt you immediately.
But the private utility serving your client's subdivision had upgraded the water system to improve the water pressure and remove the fire danger, isn't that right?
No, Judge. We say certainly it did not remove the danger. Now, it started upgrading the water system after the case started. And we say as a consequence of the case, which doesn't eliminate the fact that since 1995, these folks had a water system that Lyle knew was defective. I would also say, Judge, that we do have a private water system in Oakview here, but it is a private water system that Lyle installed as a competitor and under circumstances where Lyle knew that it was not furnishing adequate water pressure. So I would respectfully say it's a little disingenuous for Lyle to rely on the fact that Illinois American is a competitor in Oakview
aren't
to keep it
matters,
out of Oakview.
Aren't those matters that can be taken up by your clients with the state regulatory authorities?
Well, what my clients have learned about the state regulatory authorities is they have ignored them, and they cannot take them up as a class. They can only take them up one by one, and they have, by and large, been ignored. I mean, we've got a multi-decades experience here showing that this regulator is not paying attention to this community.
Let me ask you, sir, if I may, a very basic question.
Sure.
What is really the basis of your claim that there's, you know, differential treatment here? On what is the adequacy of what? The water supply, the water pressure, the fire protection? What is the basis of your equal protection claim?
Because the water system in Oakview, where 400 of 5,800 families in Lyle live, cannot extinguish a fire. That makes them different than everybody else. Lyle has endeavored, with very significant effort, to make sure that everyone else in town has a water system that will put out a fire. What it did in Lyle was instead consign these people, by operation of this wheeling agreement, for 30 years to the system that Lyle knew at that time did not furnish adequate fire protection.
Well, so, have the residents of Oakview petitioned the city for access to city water?
Yes. And I would say the most recent and profound example of that is this lawsuit. This is a certified class.
No, not this lawsuit. I'm talking about, have they taken up a petition drive and gone to the city and said, hook us up?
They have in a variety of ways. Just part of the evidence that's before you, Your Honor, is about this Lyle task force. In fact, Lyle so recognized these folks' desire, recognized their plight, that Lyle formed a task force to examine the problems that are in Oakview.
It's my understanding that the residents didn't like any of those options because they would have to pay for it. I understand this claim is it's a demand on the part of some of the residents of the Oakview subdivision to hook up to city water at no expense to themselves. And there's no equal protection right to do that.
Nor are we asking for one, Judge. And Lyle did not say that that's the reason it made its decision. Lyle said the reason it made its decision was because of the results of that 19-family survey. And we say, especially on a summary judgment standard, under these facts, where these folks didn't know they had a problem, even though Lyle knew it did, knew they did, when Lyle sent out these surveys, you can't count on at least a reasonably instructed jury could conclude that it was not rational for Lyle to extrapolate to 400 what 19 uninformed citizens said in response to a survey. Summary judgment is important here because Lyle does have the burden to show that there are no genuine issues of material fact. Respectfully, Lyle hasn't done that.
I thought it was undisputed that after the task force came up with these options, the residents rejected the options, at least to the extent that they required any special assessment or frontage foot fee placed on each property to hook up to city water.
Your Honor, I think it's undisputed. I believe it's admitted by Lyle that it never went to all of these folks and asked them what it wanted. Now, if it's talking anecdotally about a couple different people in the community, well, that's one thing. But I think it is admitted that Lyle never went to all of the folks in Oakview, its own citizens in incorporated Lyle, like it went to all of the folks in Lyle Farms and Woodridge and the other community and asked them what they thought. It never went.
Mr. Collins, is your fire district coterminous with the city limits of Lyle?
It is not. It's a Lyle Woodridge fire protection.
And what is
district.
The tax basis for the fire district? How is it supported?
It is supported by taxes. The precise geographic boundaries of that taxing district, Judge, I have to say I don't know at
this
moment.
Does the fire district have within its boundaries areas that have utility water and areas that have well water?
It does, Your Honor. Not many, but it does.
I see. Does the fire department carry its own water?
It does. And, in fact, it has a special regimen just for Oakview because of the particular problems there, because it's watched some structures burn to the ground. It has a special regimen just for Oakview to try to bring water there.
And apparently for its other areas that are on well water.
I'm not aware specifically of what the regimen is for those areas, Judge. If there are no further questions, Your Honor, I'll take my seat. Thank you.
Mr. Lemley?
May it please the Court, my name is Brandon Lemley, and I represent the defendant, Appley, the Village of Lyle, in this case. This is a rational basis equal protection case challenging the legislative decision of Lyle not to extend its water system throughout a subdivision overview. Rational basis test is the paradigm of judicial restraint. It's not a license for this court to judge the wisdom, fairness, or logic of legislative choices. That this is precisely what the plaintiffs are asking this court to do. There's only one decision at issue in this case, and that was a decision made in 2006. At that time, Lyle considered among various options that were presented by a water task force that it authorized to investigate the Oakview service. That task force provided 15 options for possible ways that Lyle could address service and rate issues in Oakview, which were caused by Illinois American. Of the 15 options, only a few of them dealt with Lyle extending its system or in any way operating in the system. One of the options was for Lyle to actually extend its system. And Lyle considered whether or not it should extend its system. It hired financial advisors who recommended that Lyle designate the entire area as a special service area, an SSA, and that it impose a multi-year tax on the properties to pay off the cost of the extension. Now, this is the financing mechanism that was preferred by Lyle. When Lyle presented this to the public, when it presented this to the
Oakview... This is all in the record.
This is all in the record. When Lyle presented the SSA proposal, residents of Lyle, including the plaintiffs themselves, or at least the class representatives, objected to it. And the plaintiffs testified in this case that the reason that they objected to it was that they didn't want to pay the construction costs for Lyle to extend its mains.
In what context are these discussions occurring? Is this happening at the Common Council level?
Yes, this is happening at the Village Board level.
At the Village Board level.
Correct.
Okay.
Lyle, it is true, Lyle did not send out surveys to the entirety of Oakview. This is occurring at the Board of Trustees level during council meetings.
Okay. And so when you say that the residents of Oakview didn't like this proposal or rejected it, you're referring to those who chose to show up at the meeting?
That's correct. Okay. And it was not a small contingent. Certainly, plaintiffs were active within the community in trying to garner support for Lyle to become involved with Oakview. What they were championing was not that Lyle extended system, which was option 9 of the task force report. What they were championing was option 1 of the task force report, which asked for Lyle to take over Illinois American's mains on the theory that the residents of Oakview, not Lyle, actually owned the mains and hydrants that were located there. Plaintiffs testified that they expected that Lyle would come in, essentially kick Illinois American off its system, take over the mains, and then replace each and every main at no cost to the residents.
What was the factual or legal basis for that option, or is that just fantasy?
Judge, that was their wish and their desire. Lyle did consider this option. It was actually the first option that Lyle considered. The task force report was released in January of 2006. By April or May of 2006, Lyle had informed Mrs. Schrail and Mrs. Brizek that it was not going to pursue this because it considered the theory to be legally questionable, and in either event, Lyle didn't feel like it had the obligation to pay the attorney expenses of a court battle with Illinois American in order to kick them off the system.
What did this option entail? Some sort of condemnation and payment of fair value to the private utility?
That would be perhaps more developed than the plaintiff's theory. The plaintiffs sent around petitions through Oakview saying essentially that this would be no different than one, I believe they compared it to Comcast versus AT&T, saying it's no different than Comcast taking over AT&T's lines. There would be no switch. Ultimately, Lyle thought the entire theory was somewhat suspect and didn't want to pursue it. And that was plaintiffs actually championed this again and created a petition drive asking that Lyle pursue this option, option one. When it came to option nine, which was whether Lyle should extend its system, this was the second option that Lyle considered. After having decided that it wasn't going to take over Illinois American's lines, it then turned around to decide whether or not it should extend its system. On this score, Lyle hired financial planners who recommended that they designate the areas in SSA. The village attorney had already recommended to Lyle and warned Lyle that the fact that Illinois American was in the area could prove disastrous for Lyle if, in fact, it extended without commitment from the residents to pay for it. The SSA proposal would have locked the residents of Lyle, the residents of Oakview, into actually paying for the extension. However, when it went before discussion, enough people voiced their objection to it that Lyle didn't take it further.
Well, if Lyle decided that it was a good thing, could they, notwithstanding objections, extend and take over that providing water, that subdivision?
Yeah, Lyle absolutely could. And, in fact, to this day, Judge, I think that if enough residents of Lyle came to Lyle and said, we want Lyle water, we want you to extend Lyle's mains, and not only are we willing to do that, we're willing to pay for it, I think Lyle would probably reconsider its position. It is, of course, speculation at this point, but it is a likelihood. What Lyle then next did was that it considered another option recommended by the task force, which, of course, includes the class representatives in this case, which was that Lyle offer to connect those residents who were closest to adjacent water mains of Lyle, which is the offer to the 19 residents to connect. Now, Lyle used this offer as essentially a litmus test to determine what the overall interest was of residents to not only say that they wanted the extension or that they wanted Lyle water, but to actually pay for it. Now, I say this because paying for Lyle's water connection is not cheap. Each resident of Lyle, at a minimum, is going to have to pay $4,000 to $8,000 each just to pay Lyle for putting the main in front of their yard, in the street. That does not include the cost.
Subdivision.
Pardon me?
Subdivision residents or the entire city?
Subdivision residents, I'm sorry. That would not cover the cost. There would be a burden on each homeowner to pay a private contractor to run a private line between the main and the street and their own home. So it's possible that each one of these residents would be of Oakview would be looking at the possibility of paying as much as $10,000 in upfront costs just to switch from Illinois American's water system to Lyle's water system, which provides the exact same Lake Michigan water. Now, plaintiffs mentioned or argued that Lyle created Illinois American water system, or that they somehow allowed or installed Illinois American water system. That's not the case. A private utility has always operated in Oakview since the 1950s. In fact, the developer of Oakview was also the same individual that created the utility company that served Oakview. At that time in the 1950s, Lyle didn't even operate its own system. That utility that was in place provided private municipal water, or waters through mains, and sewer services, where the rest of Lyle, at least historically, was on private well and septic. Lyle ultimately created its own water system in the 1960s, and over time has grown primarily through developers who've developed land and installed the mains there and gifted them over to Lyle. Now,
Lyle does own the mains?
Lyle owns the mains of what it operates. It does not operate in Oakview. It does not own the mains in Oakview.
Do they run out under public right-of-ways?
They do.
You own the right-of-way, though?
We do, and I believe that Illinois American does have the authorization to use the
right-of-way. Easement or something of that nature.
Yes. Ultimately, this case came down to a legislative choice. Lyle had the option it could spend $4 million to provide Oakview residents with the exact same water utility service that they already receive from a private company. Now, there's no dispute that at the time Lyle was considering this, in 2005, 2006, it was perceived that Illinois American's water system was inadequate. The water pressure had issues in Oakview, and the fire chief had said that it could not adequately put out a fire. However, over time, and as we've pointed out in our briefs, a water system can be fixed, and that's exactly what's happened here. In fact, the Illinois Attorney General filed a suit against Illinois American in front of the ICC, the Illinois Commerce Commission, and as part of that, it challenged both the rates that Illinois American charged as well as the condition of its fire services, its fire hydrants. Since this case has been pending, the Illinois Commerce Commission has, in fact, ordered Illinois American to improve its system. Illinois American has done so. Whether or not it's a catalyst of having been sued initially in this lawsuit and having been dismissed out by the district court on a 12B6 level, it's unknown whether Illinois American has taken the further steps because of the lawsuit or whether they have, in fact, ventured to improve its system.
Are there regulations in this area about pressure and hydrants, things of that nature?
Yeah. Illinois American is regulated by the Illinois Commerce Commission, which does impose regulations that govern the amount of water pressure.
Does the fire district have any regulations in addition to those of the state commission?
The Lyle Woodridge Fire District is obligated to provide the fire service here. State statute does allow them to go out and purchase their own water in order to provide adequate water services. It's unclear here, however, whether the Lyle Woodridge Fire Department was actually aware of that possibility that they could do so.
I have kind of a threshold question under Enquist. It's my understanding that the way that Lyle's provision of water services to its residents has evolved, it's been sort of an ad hoc, one subdivision at a time, sort of discretionary, individualized judgment that the village has made on a subdivision by subdivision basis, depending upon what the needs in the subdivision are. In the case of the three comparison subdivisions, it was the water contamination in the groundwater, et cetera. And if that's the case, then under Enquist, I question whether this is even a cognizable claim if it is so highly individualized and discretionary, depending upon the needs of the subdivision and the interests that Lyle has vis-a-vis that subdivision. Rather than as in OLEC, for example, in contrast, which involved a situation where anybody could hook up to the city water system if they provided a 15-foot easement across their property to do so. And the question is in that case was whether the municipality's modification of that in the case of the single homeowner and requirement that single homeowner provide a 33-foot easement was a different treatment cognizable as a class of one equal protection claim. And I'm not sure whether this is not an OLEC case, but actually more like an Enquist case.
Judge, I would agree with you on that assessment. It is Illinois state law that when a municipality decides to extend its system to an area of town that it's never operated in, and Lyle has never operated in Oakview, that it is ultimately a discretionary legislative decision to do so. It's clear from Illinois state law, and it's also clear that this is the law of most states and is stated in the ALRs and the AMJRs as such. And ultimately, it is a discretionary decision. Lyle was having to decide whether it should extend its system not only to a new area, like it did in Woodridge Estates, like it did in the Lyle. Pardon me, Judge, I see I'm out of time. May I go ahead and finish answering?
Yes.
like it did in Front Reedy Westview. It was a different situation in Lyle Farms. There, Lyle did not extend to the entirety of the area, but rather only extended piecemeal. It only extended to those people who asked to be connected, which is precisely the purpose of its front footage fee ordinance. For these reasons and the reasons stated in our briefs, we'd ask that you affirm the decision below.
Thank you. You have 1 minute.
Thank you. Two brief points. On the subject of whether Lyle had rationally concluded the citizens in Oakview didn't want their water, this is a quote from the record, document 285-2 at exhibit 12, page 131, the sworn testimony of Lyle's village manager. The village of Lyle doesn't know how many families in Oakview want village water under any terms. Close quote. That's my one point. Second point, Lyle was responsible for water service going into Oakview. Under the Wheeling Agreement, what Lyle did was allowed the Illinois American to operate in Oakview, whereas it otherwise couldn't. Lyle knew it was operating a dangerous system, that is, Illinois American was, in Oakview. Lyle also knew the evidence is that Illinois American could not provide water to Oakview without Lyle's help because it couldn't pay for the infrastructure to bring water from its source, that is Lake Michigan, into Oakview. And Lyle was responsible for Illinois American being there. So for Lyle to say it's never operated in Oakview, it's had nothing to do with Oakview, just is not accurate under these facts. And certainly on a summary judgment standard, a properly instructed, reasonable jury could have found exactly that. We ask that the district court's ruling, please, be reversed and this be remanded to the district court. Thank you for your time.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under